Dual Star Entertainment Group. Tapestry Films. Dual Star Productions presents, in association with Tapestry Films. Two teenage girls lie snoozing in single beds in a gloomy room.
I'm so tired, I could stay here all day.
Shh. Every bone in my body needs rest.
Good. Start with your jawbone. Okay, sit.
Thank you. Sweet dreams.
Come on, get up, you're late!
The girls clamber out of bed as a brunette woman knocks on the ornate doors of their room. Mary-Kate Olsen, Ashley Olsen. They throw open the curtains and walk out onto a sunny balcony with a camera.
Roma, Roma, Roma.
When in Rome. Pretty blonde Charlie grins as Layla, her twin sister, takes snapshots of the Colosseum from the terrace. Other black and white pictures of Rome landmarks.
Rome, if you want to, out in a thing of a lovely sea.
I can't believe we're going to be here all summer. How cool is that?
It's beyond cool.
So much to do, so much to see. The culture, the history, the incredible food.
The Italian boys. Oh, and it's all very, very good.
I can't believe this place is 2,700 years old. There is some big time history here. I mean, the Roman Empire, gladiators, Michelangelo,
Versace. And don't forget Caesar, and I'm not just talking about salad.
And it's all ours for 6 weeks.
Pedestrians swarm along busy streets, a Prada sign above a boutique window. Layla looks at more buildings and monuments through her camera. A bride and groom kiss in the streets. Two horses pull a carriage through traffic. The Vatican, Pantheon, and Colosseum. The girls back on the balcony, still in their pajamas.
Work on a fashion shoot? Doubtful. I mean, we are only summer interns. Well, mailroom interns.
Yeah, but wouldn't it be cool to do something meaningful for the company? Something special? Like be on time or first day?
The brunette.
Guys, we're late.
Paolo, come on. Get up, man.
Heidi, you think Derek Cameron is going to be there?
Dali, relax. It's just a summer job.
Buongiorno is good morning, and ciao is hello,
or goodbye.
A word that means both hello and goodbye.
Then we're way behind schedule, okay?
I don't live by schedule.
No, this summer you do. This internship could be a great opportunity. I'm gonna make the most of this. So come on.
Heidi, Derek Cameron runs an airline, a hot record company, a top fashion line, and a dozen magazines. He's one of the most powerful men in the world.
Nubo and Paolo.
Ma che sei matto?
No, I'm not nuts. We're late. Let's go.
Oh, and you know what they say about Italian? The language of romance.
Well, I haven't met anyone worthy of romance.
We just flew 13 hours from Los Angeles over the Arctic Circle and came straight here from the Roma airport. I mean, the only person that we've met so far was the cab driver.
Dahlia's got odd shoes on.
Nice shoes.
Okay, well, all I'm saying is it would have been much easier just to work with Mall this summer.
Charlie, this is a great opportunity for us to learn about the fashion business. I mean, in the center of the fashion world.
Well, I'm sure we'll make a mistake or two, but we'll be fine. And maybe we'll even run into Giorgio Armani.
Brunette Jamie.
Come on, interns, hustle it up.
The interns scurry from their rooms into the ornate hall.
Hey.
Charlie bumps into Paolo.
Scusa, mi dispiace.
Hello, Rome.
I am Paolo.
I'm impressed. I'm Charlie.
Oh.
Paolo, you can let her go now.
But why?
They all share a smirk. Paolo releases Charlie.
Not all of you have met, so why don't we introduce ourselves quickly? I'm Jamie, I'm the senior VP here at Hammond Enterprises, and I am your summer internship director. And I am from New Jersey, USA. You?
Daria, Venice, Italy.
I'm Nobu, Tokyo, Japan.
Layla, Los Angeles, California.
Charlie, the same.
And Paolo, from right here in Roma.
Heidi, Munich, Germany.
Great, well, now that we're all well acquainted, let's hurry because we're late.
Elfin 30-something Jamie nods briskly and leads them out. Panoramas of the classical city center. Stone bridges, domes, and colonnades. Crowds throng narrow streets and wide piazzas. Jamie follows behind as the interns bound up steep stone steps towards a Renaissance chapel. Nobu sits down.
Wait. Let me catch my breath for a sec. These are the Spanish steps, completed in 1726.
Oh, the original Stairmaster. We're in Italy, but we're on Spanish steps. Weird.
Is that what you Americans call jokes?
No, jokes are funny.
We're meeting Derek Cameron, right?
One never knows. Come on, we're late. Let's go. Go, 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 go. Come on.
Jamie ushers them on to the top, where a lean, bald guy in a suave suit checks his watch by cafe tables.
Hi, sorry.
Benvenuti. Welcome. Buongiorno.
Grazie. I am so thirsty. Can I have some orange juice, please?
Yeah, and can I get an iced tea or some...
Bagels. We're hungry.
Interns, may I introduce you to Signor Enrico Tortoni. He heads up the Roma offices.
I am so sorry about the whole orange juice thing.
No offense taken, Miss Layla Hunter of Los Angeles.
You know her name?
Yes, I know all your names, Signorina Charlie. You will be working for me, so it's good that I know, no? Please, my regular table is waiting.
Enrico, Jamie, and the interns take their seats around the open-air table.
I thought we were working for David Hammond.
Sorry to disappoint, Dari, but you know, Mr. Hammond is in New York one day, Paris the next. Me, I'm always here. And you are 47 minutes late.
Mr. Tortoni, it's the first day, and with the jet lag and everything, it's...
Yes, please. I'm just joking.
Oh.
Welcome to Roma. So, you will spend the summer working in our mailroom, making deliveries and performing other important tasks. And all the while learning about an international corporation. For our business, or any business, to be successful, everyone from bottom to top must do their job and do it right. You people are very important to me. As you know, we picked you from amongst...
A waiter brings coffee.
We picked you from amongst hundreds of other applicants.
Enrico sips coffee.
Delicioso. So sorry to be so brief, but I have a meeting at the office. Enjoy the food.
Thank you.
I wish you the best. Arrivederci.
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 I like Mr. Tortellini.
Tortoni.
I expect you at the office in 15 minutes.
Welcome to Roma. Hammond International and the world's fastest breakfast ever.
Okay, but in all seriousness, guys, Mr. Hammond will be picking two of you to be his personal assistants in New York next summer.
So we're all competing with each other?
Jamie gives Charlie a withering look. The interns all look uncomfortable. A 5-story classical building tapering to a point on a street corner. Smart signs by the door. Hammond International, Hammond Recording, Hammond Airways and DH Fashion. In a windowless basement, a scrawny, shaggy-haired guy in a suit paces with his hands on his hips.
I speak good English, so we have many problems with communication.
If you speak good English... Don't you mean that we won't have any communication problems?
Correct. I speak good English, you speak good English, we no communicate at all. Johnny Pang, eh? Laugh, have much fun, enjoy, ridete.
This guy is a piece of cake.
No more, that's enough. Hey, attention, this is Gianni Rigoletti's main room. Capire? Understand? Huh? No jokes? No playing around. No romance, just work. Now let's sort a mail. Presto!
Charlie looks peeved as she now lugs bundles of paper about. Nobu consults a chart while Heidi sorts envelopes. Layla and Charlie at a photocopier. Nobu and Johnny embrace. Charlie and Paolo ride mopeds through narrow streets. They stop and sit on the steps of a monument.
Paolo and Charlie, I have your first assignment. You're to take these two boxes of fabric to San Pastriani at the fabric shop at Piazza del Giorno. You must get these there within the hour, capito? We're counting on you.
We are so lost. I mean, why don't you know where we are? You live here.
You can live in Roma 100 years and not know these crazy streets.
Well, I'll check the map.
The map? You don't need this.
She snatches it back as he takes it.
You're so Americana.
Paolo, I am so close to getting in your face.
I have no problem with our faces getting closer.
He leans towards her.
Okay. Some packages are not meant to be delivered.
Well, I'm not giving up. Because when I have a job too, I get it done.
Okay.
They ride off again. Layla and Heidi in the basement mailroom.
We're delivering mail and Paolo and Charlie are out riding Vespas.
Paolo is very good, yeah?
Not for me.
You have a boyfriend back home?
No, Paolo's not for me because I think my sister might be interested.
You don't compete with your sister?
No, I don't and I won't.
Well, I'm not your sister.
Jamie.
Grazie. Okay, ciao.
Layla, Heidi?
The girls enter Jamie's plush office.
Hey, there you go.
You're a fashion designer?
Well, sort of. I do manage the design team.
So a successful internship can lead to good things.
Well, it's not the yellow brick road to Oz, but you do get your foot in the door.
What are you working on?
Well, right now we are designing our spring line for an old fashioned magazine shoot. And Bruno Felitti is shooting.
Felitti is an amazing photographer. His black and white Armani campaign was mesmerizing.
You know your photography.
It could make or break our season. Layla, I have an important assignment for you. Please go to the head shop and pick up the newly designed cap for Mr. Amon's personal pilot.
Right away, Mr. Tortoni.
Dahlia at the copier.
This is no challenge.
This is so easy. A monkey could do this.
Then why didn't they hire monkeys?
Exactly.
Nobu rolls his eyes. Paolo's on his phone in a piazza.
Piazza del Popolo, presto.
Our first hour of work, and I failed.
Grazie. A presto. Okay, look where you are. This is bad.
Okay, dig the tour, but we have deliveries to make.
I love my city.
You're so passionate about Rome. But yet you're not at all interested in the intern program.
The intern program, yeah. But my partner, I'm very interested.
Okay, if we're partners, let's work together.
They shake hands as a pizza delivery guy rides up on a moped.
Ciao, Vittorio.
Buongiorno, Paolo.
Grazie essere venuto. Stanno qua dietro. Vittorio's delivering pizza to every address in Roma.
He's taking our packages.
He's delivering the packages for us. It's no problem. Now we can spend time together.
Italian boys. I was warned.
Well, here we are. The last of 240 collated and bound copies of the third quarter record fiscal company budget.
Record budget? We are supposed to be copying the airline press release.
What? Oh, no. Where's that monkey when you need him?
Oh.
Dahlia puts her head in her hand. Layla wanders through narrow streets, eyeing a map. She looks at street signs in a piazza, then rounds a corner, passing a guy with a sandwich board for the hat shop, then wanders into the stuffy shop and up to a middle-aged, mustachioed man behind the counter.
Ah, buongiorno.
I'm looking for a pilot's hat. You know, airplane, you know, wings, cockpit, air...
Ah... Ho capito.
Grazie.
She takes a hat box. Enrico in the postroom.
I'm very, very disappointed.
You two make 240 copies of the wrong document. You were supposed to deliver fabric, but instead, our deliveries get pepperoni pizzas. And Layla, I am, well, surprised.
Was there a problem with the hat?
Does this look like a pilot's cap?
A chef's hat.
I am so sorry, Mr. Tortoni. There should be no excuse.
I dislike doing this, but everyone, other than Heidi, is on probation.
Mr. Tortoni, it's their first day.
Okay. Preliminary probation.
Preliminary probation? What's that?
I am running a company here. I cannot tolerate these incidents. Hmm? The next time...
He eyes them each in turn. They look anxious.
Well, let's not have a next time. Hmm?
They nod. Heidi smirks. Jamie scurries out after Enrico.
What was that all about?
Shots of fountains, statues, and Rome landmarks. The intern sits sullenly around a cafe table in a wide piazza.
I can't believe we almost got fired from a summer job, and it's not even summer. Our parents would be so upset.
Hey guys, concentrate on doing things right, and you'll do them right.
Easy for you to say. You lucked out with inter-office mail.
Ooh.
You couldn't get a copy order right? A monkey could do that.
Can you guys please stop fighting? We're a team, remember?
You took this too serious.
Paolo, we have a situation here.
It's your first day in Roma. Can we please, how do you say, chill and have some fun?
Nobu and Paolo swap grins. Pigeons take flight in a long piazza as Layla takes more photographs.
Hey you, slap out it.
She snaps a couple getting married and a street vendor selling roast chestnuts. Dahlia, Nobu and Heidi have their caricatures sketched by a street artist. Dahlia.
Are we ever going to meet Derek Cameron?
Yeah, I know. It's strange, huh? Our first day as interns, and the CEO of a multinational corporation has just fallen all over himself to come meet us.
Yeah, I don't think that he even exists.
Layla's in the piazza with Jamie.
Don't you want a photo of your internship director?
Sure, okay.
Jamie poses beneath an obelisk as Layla takes shots.
Okay, just a little bit to your right, Jamie.
You're really serious about this.
Well, to capture an image, freeze time, make a moment last forever.
Layla shrugs with a grin.
It's all good.
Charlie walks with Paolo.
And this is Roma. Fun, alive, and not uptight up.
Uptight.
Oh, yes. Can I make, I think it's called generalization.
Mm-hmm.
All American girls are uptight.
How do you know so many American girls?
Oh. I am in trouble now.
Yes.
I meet many tourists.
And you're digging yourself deeper. Much deeper.
You really psyched about this summer?
Absolutely. I mean, this is a dream come true.
I meet them at work.
Oh, so maybe you drive a tour bus. Oh, but that wouldn't work because you wouldn't be able to find anything with your zero sense of direction.
Seems like you have some goals.
Layla walks with Jamie.
Well, set goals, I'm not so sure. But I know what I like. Fashion, photography. And this summer I'm given the opportunity to get a little taste of that.
And did you like the taste?
After college, maybe I'll be working for you.
Oh.
Maybe you work at customs at the airport. Oh, and you meet tons of American women there. Oh, but that wouldn't be it because that job you need to be very punctual, so...
He puts his finger to her lips.
Sorry, Charlie, if I'm rude. But relax. Chill. Be mellow. Be cool. Be Italian. Tomorrow is a new day, so we're not gonna worry about...
Her finger on his lips.
Do we get to spend it together?
Certamente.
I guess I'll take that as a yes.
Sí.
Tourists in the city streets. A young man dressed as a centurion draws his sword. Enrico's busy writing at his desk in his swanky office as Leila brings mail.
Buongiorno, Signor Tortoni.
Leila, it's going good, no?
Yeah, I'm trying to get a grasp on your corporation.
Uh-huh. Tell me.
Well, your magazine promotes your fashions and your recording artists. Your recording artists wear your fashions, and you push your magazines and music on your airplanes. One might think your divisions don't fit, but really they complement each other, right?
Yes, it's called vertical integration. Leila, you are a very smart young lady, and I know you will be very valuable to us this summer. You like music?
Huh?
This is a hot new artist we just recorded at our London studios. Take Heidi and deliver this to Signor Piranesi. He's my inside source at Roma's top radio station.
Sure, Mr. Tortoni, I'll take care of it right away.
And anytime you want to talk, my door is open.
Thank you. Ciao.
Ciao.
Leila carries the CD out. Now strolling through the streets with Heidi, Leila consults a map.
Heidi, stop.
What?
According to the Tommaso Guida, we're going in the wrong direction. But if we go down there and make a left...
Leila, aren't you at least curious to hear this hot new artist?
Heidi, we're already on probation. Let's just deliver this.
Paolo and Charlie.
So we have to get the coffee ready for the break.
As long as it's easy.
A large machine.
So this is either modern art or the coffee machine.
That's espresso machine.
Espresso?
Yeah. Coffee with a colossal kick. And there's nothing more important to a Roman than their caffè ristretto. Or what you Americans call espresso.
You know how to work this thing?
Here are instructions. Very few steps. Very simple. I'll be back in 20 minutes with the pastors.
So I just follow the directions?
Of course. Okay?
Bye.
Bye.
Okay, a few steps, very simple, just follow the directions.
She yanks off one of the ground sieves. Nobu and Dahlia are at the copier.
Smooth sailing, Dory.
We did good, Nobu. We are definitely as smart as a monkey.
Goodbye, preliminary probation.
Okay, so we put the thing in here. Pull it.
Coffee granules drop. Charlie scoops them up into the sieve with her fingers.
I feel like I'm in chemistry class. Okay, and put this in... where? There.
She pulls a lever down. Leila and Heidi.
There it is across the street.
We have to listen to that CD.
Hey!
Give it to me!
No!
What are you afraid of?
Our jobs, genius!
Give it to me!
Give it to me!
The CD drops out.
Oh no.
A car drives over it.
I can't believe it.
Ciao, Charlie.
Ciao! You know what? At first, I didn't think I was going to be able to pull it off, but the coffee is looking pretty good.
Paolo frowns at the large cups of black coffee. He picks one up.
Instant coffee.
Enrico paces behind a boardroom table as Paolo and Charlie trudge in to face him.
Ay, 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 ay. Instant coffee in Roma. Are you impazziti?
Crazy.
Sir, it's just coffee.
Forse per gli americani. In Roma, coffee is a ritual. As close to a religious experience as anything.
Sir, the espresso was my fault. What will she know about that?
Si, 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 bravo. That's very noble of you, Paolo. But Charlie could have asked for help, huh? But she took the easy way out.
Le di un'altra possibilità.
Silenzio.
Leila, Dahlia, Nobu and Heidi strain to hear at the open door.
You can go. Send in Leila and Heidi.
Charlie and Paolo skulk out to join the others.
Paolo, I'm a big girl.
who is my mess up and I'll deal with it.
Okay, I just tried to be nice. Okay, just forget about it.
Paolo waves his hands dismissively and flounces off.
Layla and Heidi.
Heidi follows Layla into the boardroom. Layla's face is full of trepidation.
I am beyond upset about the CD. Layla, I gave you a responsibility and you were irresponsible.
I'm so sorry, sir.
Sorry, sorry, sorry. I'm hearing that way too much from my American interns. You have anything to add?
It was an accident, Signor Tortoni. But it was preventable, as I warned Layla not to open the CD.
Heidi looks at Layla, who scowls, then turns to Enrico.
I was wrong, and it'll never happen again.
No. It definitely will not. You can go.
Layla rounds on Heidi once they've walked out into the corridor.
What's up with that? You caused the CD mess.
That's not what Tortoni thinks.
One last thing. We recruited you to help us, not disappoint us. So in the interest of the company, Layla and Charlie, you're terminated.
Let's go.
Layla and Charlie trudge off. Enrico leans on the boardroom table and broods. Charlie and Layla wheel their suitcases through the streets with Jamie.
I'm humiliated, mortified, and worse, I'm disappointed in myself.
Yeah, Mr. Tortoni has been oversensitive lately. Personally, I think he completely overreacted.
Okay, we were fired over instant coffee. I call that an overreaction.
Well, at least you get to see the Trevi Fountain.
They wander towards the wide blue fountain at the foot of an ornate marble facade.
You know, they say if you throw a coin in the Trevi Fountain, you'll return to Rome.
No. No coin tossing. I mean, after this nightmare, I don't know when we'll be back to Rome. Have you ever been so upset that you want to cry, need to cry, but you just can't cry because it doesn't seem real? Hey, Lay. Life goes on. Thanks for cheering me up. Yeah, I'll save my tears for the plane flight home. We do have 13 hours to go. And we have 3 at the airport. I mean, that gives us 16 hours to cry. We never even met Derek Hammond.
A suave man.
Is that good or bad?
They stand gawping.
Derek, I tried to get you a message, but...
You succeeded, Jamie. I understand that Layla and Charlie...
You know our names?
I know everything about my summer interns. I'm not quite as out of the loop as everyone thinks.
We messed up, Mr. Hammond. I'm sorry.
Enrico Tortoni has been with me since the beginning. I trust him like a brother and I respect his decisions. However, nothing is final unless I say so. The suitcases are packed. Good.
How is that a good thing?
Well, it's going to take me a little bit of time to work on Enrico, and in the meantime, there's no point in going back to LA. So I'd like to invite you and Miss Martin to my seaside villa for a few days of fun and sun.
Oh.
My helicopter's waiting. It's a 30-minute flight to the beach.
But, sir, I have a job.
You are taking a few days off. End of story. If Enrico's got a problem with it, well, he can take it up with me.
Derek looks at the fountain wistfully.
You know, 18 years ago, a penniless backpacking student stood right here at the Trevi Fountain. He made a wish and threw in a coin. His last coin.
Jamie gazes at Derek doe-eyed.
Did his wish come true?
Derek nods, smiling.
More than I ever imagined. And now, it's your turn.
He gives them each a coin. They stand with their backs to the fountain.
1, 2, 3.
They flip the coins over their heads and behind them into the fountain pool. Now, beside a swimming pool overlooking the sea, Charlie sits sketching fashion designs while Layla photographs the vista. Jamie joins them and reclines on a lounger.
There are some spectacular shots. My cameras can be quite content hanging with Hammond.
You know, unemployment is not that bad.
Okay, the setup is nice, but I do want my job back.
So do I. You know, after about 3-4 more weeks of this.
Charlie.
Okay, 4 days of this. 3 days.
You know, I think the reason we're here is Hammond has a thing for you.
No, Mr. Hammond and I work together. There is no thing.
Okay.
So, Charlie, you think you'll ever talk to Paolo again?
That was a great change of subject.
You know, I don't think Paolo and I would have ever really gotten along. You know, he thinks I'm a way too uptight American, and I think he's a way too laid-back Italian. Like oil and vinegar.
Yeah, they might not mix real well. But you put them on a salad and it turns out to be a great combination.
A valet in a blue tunic strolls out and opens Derek's driver's door as Derek draws up at the front of the villa in a black Ferrari.
Hai fatto un buon viaggio, signore?
Eccellente. I've got some excellent branzino, fresh off a local fishing boat. Have Carlo prepare this for dinner tonight for me and my guests.
Va bene. Sarà fatto, signor. Grazie.
Grazie, Massimo.
Massimo takes Derek's packet. Charlie's still sketching by the pool.
Do you mind if I look at your sketches?
Yeah, just doodles.
Jamie takes the sketch pad and flips through the colourful sketches of women's clothes.
You know, I've been in the fashion business for 10 years. And this is way beyond doodling.
Well, you know, lay an iron to fashion, and that's why we wanted to become interns.
I want to show these to Mr. Hammond.
No, Jamie, please.
Okay, it's your call.
Jamie hands the pack back as Derek strolls up.
Derek, you're back.
And I bring news with me. I just got off the phone with Enrico Tortoni.
What'd he say?
If you're late Monday morning, you're back on probation.
We're back in? Ah, grazie!
I've got Carlo preparing lunch. We'll eat on the veranda.
Oh, actually, I'm not that hungry. I think I'm just gonna hang around and sketch.
Yeah, you know, I'll go by the water and take some shots.
Yeah? Thank you.
Okay. See ya. Bye.
Derek shrugs to Jamie as the sisters head off.
Well, it's just you and me.
Yeah?
He sits beside her.
You think they planned that?
Enrico and Johnny step out of the office lift.
This intern program does no good. Runs around the world, leaves me with 6 kids who know nothing, get in my way. Amon is foolish.
6 new fights, Laura and Charlie.
Amon rehired the Americans.
Ah, good. I like them very much. No. I like a little, very little. I don't like interns. I should do all the work. Everything. Let Johnny do everything, right?
Exactly.
Layla's taking shots on the beach. A handsome dude in a wetsuit drives up in a beach buggy with 2 surfboards in the back.
Are you crazy?
I didn't expect to see you. There's not usually people around here. I'm sorry.
It's okay, I'm fine.
He shakes her hand as she offers it.
I'm Layla.
I'm Ryan.
An American?
Better. New Yorker.
I'm from Los Angeles. I'm staying with Mr. Hammond at his villa. My sister and I are interning in his company.
Hammond? Oh, yeah. The big business guy with the fancy house. Hey, you want to go for a ride?
Sure. But I don't like to go fast.
Don't worry. I'll take it easy.
She jumps in. Layla claps her hand over her open mouth.
I didn't go too fast, did I, Layla?
thank God I didn't eat lunch.
Yeah, you'd be wearing it.
My turn to drive.
Sand and spray fly as Layla speeds the dune buggy through the surf. They race up and down along the sandy beach below a towering Moorish castle. Layla skids the buggy to a stop.
I didn't go too fast, did I, Ryan?
You're nuts! But I deserved it.
Ryan! What did I tell you about driving like that?
Sorry, Uncle Derek. It won't happen again.
Derek and Jamie are on the dunes.
Explain.
Hammond's my uncle, and I'm staying with him for the summer.
Alone?
No, I'm not alone. I got my friends. Miss Speedboat, Mr. Doom Buggy, Uncle Harley Davidson, Surfboard.
I'd be totally bored.
Layla, lighten up. I thought you LA types were laid back.
Ryan, why aren't you in the intern program?
What is this, 20 questions?
It would just seem natural. I mean, the intern program's in Rome, you're very close. I mean, if the shoe fits.
Sun and fun. Where's the bad, Layla?
You're all by yourself.
No, I'm not. Not today.
Derek and Jamie ride scooters side by side. They poodle through an archway into the cobbled streets of a derelict old walled town. They stop as they ride into a courtyard surrounded by run-down old villas with a palm tree in the middle.
Talk about the town that time forgot.
No, this is the town that I bought.
You own this town?
Every leaking roof. Well, actually, some of the buildings don't have roofs.
Yeah, it's a bit of a fixer-upper.
I know it sounds crazy, but I want to restore this town. I want to make it into an artist colony so that talented people from all over the world can come here and create without having to worry about paying the rent. Hey, remember, I was a starving artist once.
She smiles at him.
I like everything about your idea.
Words of support from my first ever intern.
That's right. 11 years ago.
I've been a good boss, though, haven't I?
Yeah.
I mean, I've been very professional and kept my distance.
You still do.
We work together.
Yes, we work together.
Look, I wish there was a solution. There's always supposed to be a solution, isn't there?
A broad grin spreads across his face.
I have a solution.
What?
You're fired.
What, were you joking, right?
He rides off.
Wait up!
It's now raining as they ride their mopeds out of the ramshackle town. On Derek's villa terrace, the sun shines on Charlie as she listens to her iPod while sketching. Charlie gazes wistfully out to sea. A montage of grainy black and white images. Paolo smiling. Charlie and Paolo standing close together, holding hands. He brushes her cheek tenderly. On the terrace, Charlie holds her phone up and frowns. A flashback to when she first bumped into Paolo. Charlie puts her phone away. Heidi has breakfast with Nobu and Dahlia.
Totoni likes us. We are not screw up like Layla and Charlie.
Well, a very reliable source told me you screwed up the CD.
You believe that? She was fired.
I think more of us will be fired. Something is up. I feel it.
I'm not worried. As long as the two Americans are gone, things will be good.
Oh, you guys, great news. Charlie and Layla have been rehired by Mr. Hammond.
Hey, all right.
Heidi pouts sullenly as Nobu and Paolo high-five and Dahlia beams. A full moon shines over the palm trees around the terrace at Derek's villa. Massimo strolls out to Jamie and the twins at a candlelit table.
It is so great here. Is it this nice when you were an intern?
Mr. Hammond had just started his career, so a big outing for us was a slice of pizza at the outdoor vendor.
The freshest fish you ever tasted will be ready in 30 minutes. You know, when you go back to work... Nah, you two are very smart. I don't need to tell you anything.
We'd love to hear your words of wisdom. I mean, you are Derek Hammond.
Words, yes. Wisdom, be clever, be conscientious, be calm. Be cooperative, be consistent, be creative. And most important of all, be confident. Remember, Jamie?
Hammond's seven C's. I remember them well. But enough talk about business. Let's check out the night sky.
Yes, why don't you go and enjoy the stars? I want to talk with Layla.
Charlie, Ryan, and Jamie rise from the table and wander off.
I invited Ryan here this summer, hoping proximity would get him interested in the program.
What's your plan B?
You're good. Inviting you and your sister to the beach, hoping Ryan would bond and would want to give work a try.
That rocks look up there.
Yeah. What's plan C?
I was hoping you'd have one.
Give me time. I'll figure something out.
Sure you will.
No, Jamie's very nice, and not to mention beautiful.
Layla, Jamie is my employee.
Have you ever seen The Sound of Music?
Mm-hmm.
Well, she worked for him, and their relationship turned out pretty darn good.
Derek nods, then stands as Ryan, Charlie, and Jamie return.
Do you like The Sound of Music?
I love it. It's in my top 10.
Good. I'd like to discuss it with you over a martini.
Okay.
Hey, Layla.
Ryan sits facing Layla.
After Sunday, I'm not going to see you anymore.
Well, I'm really excited to go back to work.
Totally bombed.
I've become the fifth wheel and the lone astronomer.
Charlie strolls off, leaving Layla and Ryan alone.
Well, why don't you come with us? You know, work for your Uncle D.
Am I ever going to see you again?
Don't know.
He frowns and his eyes rove across her face. He leans forward to kiss her. She lays a restraining hand on his arm.
It was just to say goodnight.
The handshake will do.
He nods. Day, traffic on the busy boulevards of Rome. Charlie's pushing buttons on a small handheld device as she sits on her scooter outside the office. Paolo emerges.
Charlie Hunter has returned.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
È molto bella.
I feel the same way.
Che cos'è this little thing?
This is a GPS monitor.
GP what?
A global positioning system.
Charlie, I'm very glad you're back.
Me too.
They share a warm smile. She looks back at the device, then up at the sky. He follows her gaze up to the clouds. They hold hands as they sit side by side on their mopeds.
And what are we doing now? We're watching.
We're beaming. Oh, we're not beaming, but the satellite's beaming.
Oh.
But I'm beaming just the same.
You, like me, appreciate moments. Moments like this.
Moments. See.
They gaze into each other's eyes, then lean forward and kiss tenderly.
It works.
Okay.
So, let's go. Last night I saw her out, the city crowd, laughing in the
breeze, she smiled at me. Charlie and Paolo ride their scooters off along a wide road through the city and round a sharp bend. shots of Roman statues. Charlie and Paolo ride along through the dappled sunlight falling through the trees on the boulevard. Dahlia and Layla roller skate along the corridors of the office.
You okay with this?
Too late to turn back now.
Mail call!
Rapido, molto bene, Layla.
Mail call! Mail call!
They hand out letters. Heidi and Nobu.
Barcelona, Spain. Spanish. Bangkok, Thailand. Thai. Beijing, China. Chinese.
Planning equals smooth sailing, huh?
I should apologize to Layla, right?
Nobu looks at her and nods.
You should apologize to Layla. Right?
Heidi arches her eyebrows as they go back to work. Charlie and Paolo stop their mopeds in a street.
Okay, this is it. 4 deliveries are ready. We'll be done in no time.
Charlie, you're very good.
Don't thank me.
She points up. Jamie at the office.
The hem needs to be shorter, at least an inch. I don't know, it doesn't work.
Jamie, 2 inches for sure.
Absolutamente no. The hem is just right. Mr. Tortoni thinks it's perfect.
We've delivered the mail in record time.
Yes, we'll do Jamie and we're done.
Layla and Dahlia skate into Jamie's office.
Very innovative.
Innovation I like. Uh-huh. And efficient, no? I like that too.
And I totally concur with Signor Tortoni's assessment.
Derek, didn't expect to see you.
Hello, Mr. Hammond.
Hello, Miss Martin. Layla, Dari, very creative.
Well, we better get back to the mailroom.
Wait a minute. We got some future shoppers here. What do you think of the clothes?
Dahlia nods warily.
I loved them.
Layla?
They're nice.
Now, come on, the truth.
Yes, please enlighten us.
Layla catches Jamie's eye. Jamie smiles reassuringly.
Well, your target demographic is what, 18 to 30? Young, stylish, carefree, but sophisticated. These clothes seem more geared to an older audience, which is fine, but not really your target. But what do I know?
Fine. Raise the hem 2 inches.
Better get back to the mailroom.
Layla and Dahlia skate out. Paolo walks out of a building. Charlie's sitting on a wall.
We have the fabric. So, we're done. In 2 hours ahead of schedule.
Let's head back to the office.
They give us 3 hours to deliver it, and we do it in 1. 3 hours minus 1. Give us 2 hours to do as we please.
Paolo, it's my first day back from being fired.
And you're doing great. Follow me.
Okay.
He lifts her down off the wall and carries her off in his arms. They walk side by side across a lawn towards tall, circular-walled grand ruins.
And this is the Colosseum, built 2,000 years ago. You know, 55,000 Romans would fill this place. Men and some women would battle to the death. Do you know this place?
I saw Gladiator, 2x.
Russell Crowe? Mamma mia, I'm talking about real history.
So I suppose you never saw Gladiator.
4 times. The sunshine comes
on the very next day. Hand in hand, they stroll under the arches into the ancient arena. She gazes adoringly up at him as he proudly takes in the dilapidated brick walls of the old stadium around them. But I never knew the reason why I kept you on my mind. I figured it out. I can't live without you. They walk over the exposed corridors that ran below the arena stage. Tourists look on as they clamber up onto the old brick walls and hold hands. They kiss high up on the arena top. They walk side by side across the lawns outside the Colosseum again.
You know so much about Rome.
I love it here.
So then, why don't you make the most of the program? So you can get a job with him in Rome in a few years.
It's not what I want. I have other interests and passions.
Like what?
Come with me, and I'll show you.
Okay.
They need dough in a pizzeria kitchen.
And this is my passion.
If you want to be a chef, why are you in the program?
Mr. Hammond likes to eat here. My father and my grandfather were chefs here. But now they think it's no future for me.
Old women watch them.
Sti americani. Sono sempre qua.
No, okay, we do palms. Okay, this way. Don't press too much.
He lays his hands on hers.
Mamma mia. Ehi, Paolo!
The oldest woman scowls at them.
Okay, and now the fun part.
Paolo skillfully whips the flat circle of dough into the air and twirls it.
I can't do that. Okay, fine. My first pizza toss.
She lobs her dough.
Charlie, go for it.
She flings the dough up. It sticks to the ceiling.
Okay. It's no problem.
Okay.
We share my pizza and I'll make us pasta al pomodoro.
Okay.
She sees an old man at an espresso machine.
I have an idea.
Paolo follows her gaze towards the old guy. Charlie approaches him with a phrase book.
Buongiorno.
Buongiorno.
Subtitles. Grandfather of Paolo, Michelangelo of coffee.
Michelangelo.
Michelangelo. Thank you, Miss Charlie.
Parla italiano?
Do you speak Italian? I speak a little. I need help learning how to make espresso. Oh, certainly.
Grazie, nonno.
Prego.
Tortoni will love this.
I'll be so good. Starbucks will be recruiting me.
Star. Who?
Ryan's sitting on the curb across the street as Layla leaves her apartment building. He jumps up and strolls over to her.
Surprise!
Yeah, I'm surprised. What are you doing here?
I took the train up. I thought maybe we could go out.
Now?
Yeah.
No.
It's Rome, it's summer, and we both had nothing to do.
I'm not interested.
I was gonna take you for the best gelato. I mean, ice cream in the world.
In the whole world?
They stroll down a cobbled street side by side towards an ice cream parlor.
Do you have a favorite ice cream?
No, I have about 5 favorites.
Well, this gelato is gonna be 10 times better. Trust me.
Trust you?
Sorry, taste for yourself.
He leads her inside where they buy scoops of ice cream in glasses.
You were right.
The best ice cream ever. Is everything okay?
Yeah.
So, I need you to tell me something.
Okay.
Be honest. Why don't you really like me?
I like you.
Come on, be serious.
They sit at a table.
We only have 2 hours and there's not really enough time to explain that one.
Oh, ouch. Am I that bad? Come on, now you have to tell me.
Fine. Here it goes. You're spoiled, sort of obnoxious, and kind of arrogant.
Don't sugarcoat it, please.
And the clincher is you're happy being that way. Okay, I don't mean to be harsh, but your uncle would be so happy if you just joined the program. For that matter, just do something more challenging than apply SPF 25 every day, all day.
I know that's why he invited me to Italy for the summer. He wants to instill some sort of work ethic in me. But I'm never gonna be like him.
So it's why bother trying?
I'm only 17.
You're right. You should just play with your uncle's toys all summer.
She takes another spoonful of ice cream while he broods. The sun sets over the domes and spires of central Rome. Lights come on across stone bridges. Car headlights glide by the Colosseum as darkness falls. Derek and Jamie sit close together sipping wine at a table in a restaurant.
Do the kids know we're seeing each other?
Why, am I not supposed to say anything?
Well, kissing and you and I dating, it's something I wanted. Just don't know if it's something I want the kids to see.
Yeah, you're right. We are the example, so I guess we should keep it to ourselves. Charlie and Paolo have a flirtation. I think Nobu and Dario have something, too.
Our interns are not here to date. They're here to work and learn about work and, quite frankly, to impress us. But I know how difficult it is to put aside feelings.
We've been doing it for years.
It was difficult for me today at the office.
We're not in the office now.
They gaze into each other's eyes, then kiss tenderly. At a table across the crowded room, Paolo and Charlie are tucking into pasta.
This is delicious. I mean, you're a great chef.
Grazie.
If this is what you want to do with your life, do it.
Why don't you show Mr. Hammond your sketches? They're molto belli.
You've seen my sketches? Well, my sister and I are interested in fashion, and that's why we're here. But we also know our place. My espresso is world class. My pizza, on the other hand, is now unfortunately a ceiling tile.
Someone famous once said, "What goes up must come down." They don't know you.
He leans across the table and kisses her. They break off their kiss, then look across to see Derek and Jamie have spotted them. Sunrise over the city. Market traders set out their stalls while customers buy fresh fruit and vegetables. At the office, Dahlia and Layla set out coffee and pastries.
Did all 180 employees suddenly leave the building for their break?
I hear someone coming.
Paolo dashes in.
Sorry, the break should have started 10 minutes ago.
He sits with Charlie, Heidi and Nobu at another table. Enrico follows Jamie in.
Okay, I don't usually care much for this stuff, but for my interns, I will be a pioneer.
For a sacrificial lamb.
Dahlia and Layla glare at Heidi. Jamie picks up a coffee and sips.
Mr. Tortoni, I will let you be the judge.
Charlie and Paolo watch with bated breath as Enrico lifts his little cup of espresso coffee and sniffs. He frowns as he brings it to his lips and sips. Derek wanders in behind as Enrico swirls the coffee around.
Perfetto. This is old world delicious, huh? Just like my grandfather used to make.
If he only knew.
Excellent, Charlie.
I think this is going to be a great summer.
Heidi glowers at Nobu as he and the others laugh. Paolo wanders out of the office with the GPS device. He sits on his scooter and studies the gadget, then looks up, puts on his crash helmet, and rides off. It's all that I do. I'm part of you. Jamie supervises stylists fitting clothes on models in her office, while Johnny and the interns work frenetically in the post room, stuffing jiffy bags and photocopying. Charlie and Paolo hold hands as they kiss by a fountain. Staff come to their office doors as Layla and Dahlia skate past.
Milko! Milko!
They thrust letters into workers' hands as they whiz past. Jamie waves her hands around as she debates with the designers. Layla wanders through the streets taking photos. She snaps away at the ancient tourist landmarks. Paolo, Charlie, Layla, Nobu, and Dahlia walk down the Spanish steps in bright sunshine. Derek gets out of the passenger side of Jamie's smart car as it stops in St. Peter's Square.
I have to give you a raise.
What? I love this car. Besides, with the parking in Rome, it's perfect. But I'll take the raise.
I love St. Peter's. So much history.
Like us. Derek, I'm thinking of quitting your company.
The company is secondary. The most important thing is you and I. But maybe we can have it all. Let's start a new history. I'm going ballooning tomorrow in the French Alps. Come with me.
Ballooning? Like way up high?
Way, way up high.
Can we start a new history when you get back from ballooning?
It's a date.
They grin and kiss as they stand by the little car.
Come on, let's go. I can't believe you got me playing hooky.
They stroll off hand in hand towards the cathedral. Layla skates into Enrico's deserted office and lays mail on his desk. A letter catches her eye. Enrico sneaks up behind her as she reads it.
Layla!
Oh, buongiorno, Signor Tritoni. Just delivering your mail.
With ingenuity and style, I might add.
Thank you. Oh, better get going.
Wait one moment. I want you to know that I'm very pleased with the hard work that you and Charlie have shown. You have proven the termination wrong, and for that, I am glad.
Thank you for a second chance. Have a good day. Ciao.
Ciao.
His smile wilts as he watches Layla leave. He furrows his brow as he looks through the paperwork she was looking at. Ryan answers his phone as he gets out of the Ferrari at the villa.
Ryan, I need you to come to Rome.
Is it a date? I thought you couldn't stand the sight of me.
No, for work. It'll be your first summer job.
A job job?
Ryan, do something productive and gain some respect. At least for me, that means something, right?
Layla, it means everything.
Good. I'm looking forward to it. Ciao.
In her pajamas on the terrace outside her room, Layla hangs up and gazes out at the Colosseum. The interns are at work in the mailroom.
When will they tell us who's going to New York?
Layla, for sure.
I would go to New York for one reason. To sample the pizza.
Johnny breezes in.
Guys, totally. Interns, the clothes for the magazine shoot must be cleaned. The cleaners is only a short way, so you can walk it there. Wait for the clothes to be cleaned. 2 hours maximum, and bring them back.
Do you trust these cleaners?
For 11 years.
What if they ruin the clothes?
Oh, too much worrying. You have done such a great job, I have decided to treat you to lunch at my favorite cafe on the way to the cleaners. Huh? And I know that teenagers like to be with teenagers, so lunch is just for you. Everything is taken care of. Go, eat, and enjoy. Ciao.
Enrico walks out.
We'll bring you leftovers.
Sorry, I'll be a little late for lunch.
I saw a pair of shoes on the Via Condotti and I must get them before they're gone.
Women and shopping. Never ends.
Charlie, Heidi, and Nobu wheel the clothes on a rail through the streets.
Charlie, where's Layla?
Oh, she's out to lunch with Ryan.
She is lucky. We get a bad job.
No, I mean, we're interns, mailroom interns. This is what we do.
You have the best attitude. You and your sister are going to get asked to New York, I bet.
A dark blue Mercedes cruises slowly round a bend in the narrow streets. Enrico is at the wheel. Following close behind is a moped driven by Ryan, with Layla riding Pillion behind him on the back. They take their helmets off as they pull up in a square.
Hanging with you does not really work.
Are you on the beach?
No.
Are you my driver?
Yeah.
Then you are officially employed.
Layla snaps shots of Charlie, Heidi, and Nobu.
Everyone bailed on this lunch.
Well, Paolo had to work at his restaurant.
Yeah, but Dari? I can't believe she'd miss out on a free lunch for a pair of shoes.
Depends on the shoes.
You must be Mr. Tortoni's special guest. Just three of you?
See,
Yeah.
Okay, he has arranged everything. So the other pasta buffet is inside.
Oh, what should we do with the clothes?
Oh, no problem. I'll watch them. Don't worry. Cheap hands are with you.
Okay.
Okay.
Grazie.
They walk into the restaurant.
Oh, we can't forget to bring Johnny leftovers.
Yeah, leftovers.
So, do you have just a little bit of respect for me now?
I have a little respect for you.
Wait, was that a little respect or little respect? It's a big difference. Well, which is it?
I need to get these shots.
Layla snaps shots of Enrico pointing the clothes out to a couple of burly guys, then jerking his thumb towards their 4x4 parked behind his Merc. Charlie, Heidi, and Nobu bring plates of food out.
This food looks great.
Well, in Rome, there's no such thing as a bad meal.
They sit at a table outside.
That Tortoni's a real sport.
Yeah, I think we had him all wrong. I like him.
Yeah, he's pretty cool.
Well, mangiamo.
Charlie looks across.
Oh my gosh. The clothes!
Oh no!
They dash out into the piazza.
Tortoni's gonna flip!
Layla focuses in on Enrico and his heavies and snaps photos of them as they load the clothes into the back of the 4x4. Negative images turn to black and white. Enrico slips the heavies an envelope, then shakes hands with the waiter who took charge of the clothes. Back in the mail room, Enrico paces with his hands held apart, palms upturned, as the interns work.
Where is Layla?
I don't know.
Interesting.
Okay, Felitti is unreachable. He's shooting swimmer on some remote Fijian island, and I can't track Mr. Hammond. He's hot air ballooning over the French Alps.
So it's my call.
Well, I think we should wait until we talk to Mr. Hammond.
I think you should know your place in this company, Miss Martin. I have one thing to say to you and your missing friends. You're fired. Huh? Now, if you'll excuse me, I have your many mistakes to correct.
Enrico storms out. Jamie.
Those designs took over a year of my life.
We're sorry. We're really sorry.
Just none of this makes sense.
I wish we had an explanation. I mean, or solution.
Yeah, I do too.
Jamie waves her hands dismissively as she turns for the door, then rounds on the interns once more.
You know, this isn't the way I wanted to say goodbye.
She turns on her heel and leaves them all wearing forlorn expressions and gazing after her. Nobu hugs a miserable Dahlia once Jamie's gone. Back at the apartment, Dahlia sits slumped in a chair with Nobu standing behind her, while Charlie paces the hall.
Yeah, so I'll do say lame?
No, that's putting it kindly. I was fired twice. I mean, when Layla finds out, she's gonna freak.
I have a flight to Munich in 2 hours.
Of course. Rats are always the first to leave a burning ship.
Nobu, I hope to never see you again.
Absolutely no problem.
Jamie comes in.
Hi. Oh, God, I'm glad you're still here. I wanted to have a real farewell.
Well, I'm not ready to say my goodbyes.
The others frown at her.
I had this crazy idea.
Okay.
We'll set up the fashion shoot. Ourselves.
Yes, that qualifies as crazy.
Charlie, we were fired. There's no clothes, there's no fashion shoot. Which part of this fiasco have you not grasped yet?
Okay, but I have my sketchbook, and we know where to get the fabrics. I mean, we have 3 days.
Oh, Charlie, I respect your initiative and your enterprise.
We are wasting our time.
Okay, maybe you guys are right. Maybe I have totally, completely lost my mind, but I...
Now, you know what? Look, I could help you make your clothes, and when Felitti gets here, I could convince him to shoot your stuff. I mean, it's out there, but sometimes the best ideas are the most unconventional.
Let's put to use what we learned this summer.
Well, okay. I'm ready to roll up my sleeves.
Me too. Well, I guess I can reschedule my flight.
Good, because you don't want to miss this.
Ryan, what are you doing here?
Working.
You?
Yeah.
Okay. You guys were going to produce your own fashion line using Charlie's designs.
Don't you want to know why?
Because the real clothes were stolen and you got fired. Ryan, the evidence?
Yeah.
Photos from a jiffy bag.
Signor Tortoni has been sabotaging Mr. Hammond for years. He set you up for the fall, and he stole the clothes. With Mr. Hammond jetting around the world, Tortoni's had the opportunity. Something you don't want to give a jealous and corrupt man.
He wants to embarrass Uncle Derek in front of the whole fashion world. I'm not going to let that happen.
When do we bust Tortoni?
No, we'll leave that for Mr. Hammond.
And the photo shoot? What photo shoot? Well, my sketches are going to become reality.
I say we move ahead.
You heard the lady. Let's quit goofing around and get back to work.
Jamie leads models out of the offices. Nobu and Heidi order fabric in a shop. Nobu and Charlie sketch designs as Dahlia and Heidi cut fabric. Back in the fabric shop, Heidi nods as the grey-haired shopkeeper pulls rolls of fabric out. Nobu and Charlie frantically sketch designs at the flat as Johnny packs up supplies in the post room. Ryan carries Taylor's dummies into the flat from the street. Charlie measures the models while Dahlia and Heidi cut cloth. Paolo's grandmother stitches at a sewing machine. The girls dress the models. Morning light floods into the room. Charlie lies asleep beside Paolo on the floor, a roll of fabric for their pillow. Jamie snoozes in a chair while the models sleep around the room. Paolo's gran dozes at her sewing machine. Only Ryan's awake, who smiles as Derek walks in. Derek casts a look around the jumbled room with a smirk, then shuts the door and eyes Ryan.
What are you doing here?
Working Uncle D. For Hammond International. Come on, guys, everybody get up. We gotta go, we got a photo shoot to take care of. Come on, guys.
I've created a workaholic.
I guess you found Plan C. Thank you.
Mr. Hammond, we were just working on a project.
Charlie, your designs are exquisite.
Thank you. Sir, you knew about Tortoni.
For several years. He's been doing a few shady things, small stuff. But unfortunately, I have this loyalty thing.
He wants to be you, Mr. Hammond.
Derek nods ruefully. Jamie.
You still loyal to Tortoni?
No, not anymore.
Let's take him down.
But we will. The timing is everything.
Okay, team, let's get back to work.
There you go. I'll be
back.
Charlie dresses the models as they pose in leopard print and floral dresses against Derek's Ferrari on an outdoor shoot at the foot of the steps below a chapel. Layla hands the photographer a camera.
Here you go. Right.
Ryan stands beside Layla as they watch the shoot in progress.
This is big time fun.
Better than your toy?
Yeah. Thanks for helping me get it together.
Enrico takes in the scene, arms folded, his right hand to his chin. He sidles up to Derek.
My team did good. Very good.
Derek, I'm so glad you called. Shoot looks terrific, no? As you know, such an unfortunate thing happened with the clothes, they vanished. In the heat of the moment, I blame the kids, but really, it's no one's fault, no? Summer interns, look, I am so sorry about my overreaction. I want to rehire all of you and give everyone a special summer ending bonus.
Enrico,
okay?
Stop. I know what you did.
Me, Derek?
Enrico looks round at the intern's scathing looks. He nods ruefully and drops his gaze as he turns back to Derek.
Look, 12 years of living in your shadow. You got the glory and the girl. And I got...
a lot. And then you got greedy.
Enrico nods, then smiles affably.
You're not gonna fire me.
No. I'm having you arrested. Look, you know it's not my way to do it in public. They're waiting for you at the police station. I've arranged a car to take you there.
Enrico looks round to see Johnny leaning against a Peugeot, arms folded, nodding and smiling smugly. Enrico hangs his head and slips on his shades, then, with a last look at Derek, turns and strides to Johnny's car.
Ciao!
Arrivederci! The coffee in prison is instant!
Enrico gets into the passenger seat.
So, Derek, what about New York next summer?
I have a philosophy. You never break up a winning team. I want all of you with me in New York next summer.
Yes!
You? I want for life.
The intern smiles as Derek kisses Jamie.
So, you coming to New York?
On business. I check out the pizza and the pasta.
Okay.
Get some idea.
Charlie kisses Paolo. Ryan turns to Layla at his side.
Layla, you know what they say? When in Rome?
Ryan, it's a nice cliche, but a hug will do.
Ryan hugs her. Black and white shots. Paolo and Charlie in love. Ryan beside Layla. Charlie tossing pizza. Layla in the hat shop. The interns on the Spanish steps. ITFC audio description. Outtakes.
Your magazine promotes your fashions and your... And you push your magazine and musics. Music. Well, you know.
What's her name?
Well, wants to be you, Mr.
And I want you all to come next week. Sorry. And I want you all to come with me next summer. And I want...
You know? 55 Romans. Oh, sorry. 55,000 Romans. Okay, I say it again.
Two.
Men and some women. I'm sorry.
What are we doing?
Well, this gelato will be 10 times better. Trust me.
Senta, quanto dura ancora? Scusi, io c'ho da lavorare.
Sir, it's Natan's phone.
I don't usually care much for this stuff, but for my interns, I will be a sacrifice. Oh, sorry.
You're so American.
Come on. We need you, man. You mean a lot,
bro. You're doing great. Hello, me.
I don't know.
And maybe I will even meet Giorgio Armani.
Hammond's Seven Seas, I remember them well.